Holy Spirit, give me words to speak that we might hear your voice. Amen. Today we read this exchange from John between the crowds and Jesus. And in the middle of our year in Mark, we have this Johannine interlude that interrupts this story of Mark. But rather than see it as an interruption or thinking that because Mark's so short, we're going to tuck in some John, today I want to hear this exchange in the context of the other stories that have been leading up to this. So this is like when you're watching a sitcom and they have a story arc that goes across a couple episodes. So we need to go on a little trip to say previously on Sermons at St. Cross. Okay. So a few weeks ago, we heard that John the Baptist was imprisoned and the disciples were sent out by Jesus, and they preached and they teached and they performed all sorts of miracles and healing, and they were full of faith. And they come back to Jesus only to find out that John the Baptist has been executed. And the gruesome consequences of this revolution of love weigh heavily on them. They're confronted with this reality that even in the midst of their fever of faith, the challenges of this world, the horrors and hardships still persist. And that's when they go to Jesus and they say all the things that they had seen and done, and they want Jesus to make sense of it all. And what does Jesus do in response to their questioning? He feeds 5,000 people. It's a very subtle, low-key, very Jesus way to answer a question, isn't it? Jesus, what do we do when we confront the evils of this world and then our faith seems not enough? And Jesus shows them, just keep going. Keep doing the work. Keep following your call. Keep preaching love, practicing peace, and healing hurts. And you will find that when the work is done, you will have 12 baskets of overflow of love. After the feeding of the 5,000 is when we get Jesus walking on water, almost underscoring this message that Jesus' way is the way of peace. And the way of Jesus rises above the tumult and the tossing of waves that seem to batter us any which way we go. And now the crowds and are doggedly pursuing Jesus as he attempts to escape for a little bit of respite. And they've followed him across, commandeering boats, and find him in the wilderness. And they reflected on all this. And they came up with a plan, a pretty good plan. I'm sympathetic to their plan. They said, Jesus, we're all hungry. You fed 5,000 people yesterday. So how about today? Let's just keep this going. You heal people. You feed people. Let's just stick around for a while. And here is where we're at the gospel today, where Jesus reminds them that the love of God is that you receive is also an invitation that you have a part to play in the spreading of the love of God. God's plan all along was that you are doing something. You are following that call, using your gifts, stepping up and being present to show God's love to the world. And Jesus won't stick around forever himself, but Jesus has given you himself that you can feed on him, and you will have that love within you, and you will be the source of love for others to see. When the crowds ask for a sign, Jesus' answer is basically, you're the sign. You want a sign? You're the sign. This is the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Not that 5,000 were fed, but the disciples were transformed. And then in the face of evil and uncertainty and anxiety of their day, they found liberation. Not just love, but they found out they could be love and be that sign. I want to invite you to consider a spiritual practice this fall. In a season that we anticipate to be contentious, in a season of transition here at church and in a lot of our lives individually, waves seem to give us a toss and turn from every side. What do we do in the face of all that transition, change, uncertainty, and anxiety? Keep following the call. Keep doing the work. So I want to invite you to consider a spiritual practice during this season that you emphasize your identity in Christ over other ways you might identify yourself, that you lean in to your Christian identity, that you lean into your St. Cross identity, that your work at St. Cross will be an expression of God's love in the world. Whatever ministry you have here at St. Cross, I invite you to lean in, to kick it up a notch, to step up one ladder on the rung, to prioritize it just a little bit more. And when you lean into this ministry, I believe that you will find new depth, new meaning of God's love in your life. That you will find that source of love not only feeds you, but allows you to feed others. If you're someone who's come to St. Luke's to make sandwiches, I invite you to go on a Saturday too. If you show up to Laundry Love every once in a while, show up every month. Whatever you are, take it up a notch. If you teach Sunday school, come join the formation committee. Help us review curriculum and help us recruit teachers. Wherever you are, there's more to be done for sure. And when you enter and respond to that call to go deeper, you will find God's love's depth is greater than you're being called to. I know many of us may find ourselves in a season of life or circumstance of life where a ministry is not doing, where we're coming to church to seek healing for ourselves and solace and comfort. Well, those healing ministries of St. Cross can be leaned into as well. Come here in the middle of the week to pray in silence and somber solace of the church. Make an appointment to pray with one of the clergy. Show up at a small group or Bible study and ask for companionship. Those ministries, too, you can lean in to find that peace of Christ, and that peace of Christ will fill you and comfort you and overflow, and you will find yourself a source of life, a source of love, a source of food. So whether it's gardening or music or volunteering or teaching or Bible study or small groups or arts or administration, I invite you to think about. This invitation is just to think about, okay? I don't want to give away our St. Cross thing, but I do want you to start thinking about it, that we might invite you to go deeper. Because when you do, you're not only building up this community, but you yourself will experience your own spiritual enrichment. You yourself will be built up and transformed as you lean into your identity in Christ and bear God's love in ways you never expected. I've experienced this myself a few years ago at a church before I was ordained. I was leading a food ministry, feeding 150 food insecure people every week with a hot meal, sending home takeaway foods, connecting with local social workers, every resource we managed to pour into this program. And one morning, while we were cooking, a young man knocked on the door and he just wanted a cup of coffee. And there was something about his demeanor that just tugged on my heartstrings. So I tried to convince him to stay. If you stay, you get a hot meal, you get food to take home, I could connect you with a social worker. There's resources available if you just stay a little bit. And they just wanted a cup of coffee. So I relented, but I said, there's always coffee at church, and anytime you come by here, you call me and I'll get you a cup of coffee. We exchanged numbers, and I called him every Thursday to check in on him to see if he wanted a cup of coffee, and I never got in touch with him. This church also did Laundry Love, and at that time I had never been to Laundry Love, but I always wanted to promote it in good faith. And I always say, come to Laundry Love, it's like a flash mob, we're going to pay for everybody's laundry, and surprise, woohoo, good deed. And the leader of that Laundry Love just shook his head and laid his hand on my shoulder and said, you just don't get it. This is not a surprise. This is community building. We go there, we know the people, we have relationships with them. They bring their kids, we feed them, we break bread with them. We tutor their kids and have art for them. We celebrate with them. This is about community, this isn't about a stunt. You have to come to Laundry Love next time. Excuse me, I already feed 150 people every Monday. Okay, I support you, but that's your ministry, not my thing. He said, no, you lead that ministry, but you need to come experience Laundry Love. So the next week I was there, and I saw how wrong I was and how right he was, and this was about community, and I could talk with people and pray with people and play games and art, and I saw that bonding that was breaking down barriers that is the joyful chaos of Laundry Love. And in the midst of that mood, in walks Mike, the coffee guy from months ago, and he instantly recognizes me, and he has a cynical smirk on his face. And he walks up to me and says, do you remember me? I say, yeah, you're Mike. I owe you a cup of coffee. And he says, no. I say, yeah, I called you every Thursday. He said, no way. I pulled out my phone, and I showed him that I had his number saved in my phone, and I had a call log pop up, and he could see every Thursday I called him. And instantly, he broke down crying. The idea that somebody in this world had his number in their phone seemed impossible to him. And the idea that someone was missing him was beyond his comprehension. And the fact that I had been there to be present with him helped him see himself and helped me see him as someone worthy to be known. Mike, the coffee guy, is known by God, and now, too, I know Mike. Now, some of you who know me might say the miracle of this story is that Reverend Josh knows how to save someone's number and call them back. The miracle here is how I was transformed when I leaned into service at the church and allowed the Spirit to guide me deeper into my call. And the Spirit revealed that all the resources and doing that I had was not the call of love, but love was simply in the act of being known and letting others know me. And by leaning into that community work, I was transformed by the Spirit, and God revealed to me something about my ministry and my role in spreading that abundance of God's love for the world. My challenge to you, to all of us, is to do the same, to lean into your ministry here at St. Cross, in spite of or because of the uncertainty and division and anxiety of our time. Whatever ministry at the church God might be calling you to, go deeper into it and allow yourself to experience and be transformed by the love of Christ. You'll experience God's love in a new way, a more intimate, powerful way. May that experience of God's love compel you and sustain you to share the abundance of God's love with the world. For when you feast on God's love in order to share God's love, you will never go hungry. Amen.